All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
4 o'clock. Good to have you. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. I want to just do a one-off here. Yeah, we've hit a lot of different things with the tourney. And really, you know, part of it is there's not a lot of sizzle and exploring why. And you can go back and hear it. And yes, we talked a little state. But I just want to do a one-off here. Something interesting. It's like reason number 4,736 why I'm convinced this dude just does not give a damn about this team, and I wish he didn't own it. You know what yesterday was? The 20th anniversary reunion of the Going to Work Pistons. Well, one problem. Nobody knew about it. I mean, if you went to the website yesterday morning, they didn't have any advertising for it. You didn't know. You know who wasn't there? Rashid. You know who wasn't there? Again, Joe Dumars.
Maybe they didn't know either.
You know what I was told by somebody there? They forgot to introduce Ben Wallace. And I cannot confirm
or deny.
Yeah.
What did you just say?
Yeah. They went over to Mason and kind of forgot Big Ben from what I was told. So, oh, and by the way, I can't prove this. Because Lord knows if I say I could... Oh, well, he was in a bunker Fred Flintstone suite. Does anyone know for a fact if Tom Gores was here yesterday? What an embarrassment. When you really think about this, if you're Tom Gores, you know what job number one is headed into the 20th anniversary of the 04 Pistons? Well, one is to know it's the 20th anniversary and be aware the season's happening. But the other would be send your plane for Joe. Better yet, get on the plane and make it right. Make it right. The same way the Lions had to make it right with Barry, make it right with Calvin, make it right with Joe D.
Mm-hmm.
And get him back here. Because for all, and Lord knows, nobody slandered Joe more than me towards the end. The bottom line is the man was the architect of the team. The man brought the Pistons back from the abyss. And for our purposes, 1-2 titles. Big shot, Bob. The point is, what a disgrace when you really look at it. It's bad enough that the 20-year anniversary, your team is 12-53. All right? Bad enough that they have fallen into a state of irrelevancy that I don't know any team in this town has ever accomplished. They're in rarefied air, Rico. Rashid won't show up. Period. Joe will not show up. Period. There was no hype for it, no advertising for it.
Man, they should have been giving out the entire team's bobbleheads, t-shirts. I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on, you forgot Ben Wallace?
And apparently he was getting up to be introduced and they kicked it to Mason.
So... I mean, he was the most iconic player on the team.
The Hall of Famer.
I know Chauncey made big stuff. Like, that's like Chicago Bulls having the reunion tournament. And here's Pippen, and here's this person, and then Paxson.
And here's the best part.
We're going to introduce Jordan.
If Tom Gores were here, wouldn't he have inevitably taken the microphone in one of his Bobby Bugatti dress shirts and mewed the crowd? Like, do we even know if Gores was here? It's just it's so embarrassing.
How did you do this and not really publicize that the team was going to be here? Because here's the thing, you would have sold out. People still love to go to work. It reminds you of the days when this team was good, when they were relevant, when they were at the top of the NBA food chain. You would have had casual fans saying, I just want to see this team so I can be reminded of good basketball.
But if the owner's not here and the loudest personality on the team isn't here and the architect of the team isn't here, you don't care. So why do you even own this thing?
That's a very bad look. You're right. You got to make whatever is going on, you got to make it right with Joe D.
And for those of you who go, oh, easy to say, it's not your money, can we just level right here? Tom Gore's net worth since purchasing this team has ballooned to somewhere around $10 billion. A private flight from L.A. to wherever Joe is at, call it 60 grand. Tom Gore's could use 60 grand as toilet paper. $10 billion. Mm-hmm. Fix it.
Joe, yeah, it's on the weekend, Joe, so I know you're not doing your day job today. I'm going to send the flight for you, first class. I'm going to put you up in a hotel for the night, and then we'll fly you back the next day.
What do I got to do to make this right? I know you're mad at me. I'm mad at you. Whatever it is. Joe, what can we?
Yeah, can we put aside our differences, and let's just come together for the city of Detroit?
But you'd have to care. You'd have to care. Remember, this is the same guy amidst a 25-game losing streak who wanted you to know he gave hobby horses to homeless kids.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He don't care. It's a grift. That's all Tom Gores has been. It's a grift. He bought this thing for pennies on the dollar, a distressed asset from Karen, and he has never cared. No, oh, he thinks he cares. Occasionally, he'll throw a few clamshells at it, launch a few T-shirts at the pores. Here's a press release. I gave something to poor kids. He doesn't care. A 20-year anniversary. Don't know the owner was there. Joe D ain't there. Sheet ain't there. No advertising. And from what I was told, forgot to introduce Big Ben.
At that point, just, you know what? I quit. How did you forget Big Ben? Not a good look. You may want, you know what? How about we try this again and have a reunion? We're going to, this.
How about we try this?
We'll just call this a soft opening. We'll try it again. We'll bring them all back.
We want to reintroduce the 04 Pistons.
See, and that's the problem because you only have one shot to do this right because you're bringing in Billups, who is busy coaching a team. You have Darvin Ham, who is busy coaching a team.
Is he?
So you have to get it right the first time. I mean, you just can't do this. Cannot be this way.
No, but the point I make is, look, for the grief that I give the owners in this town, I don't think it's unfounded. It's just unacceptable to have the architect, the godfather of the Pistons organization, essentially, is so alienated and so disenfranchised, he won't show up for a thing.
What are you talking about, Mike? They just built a new playground.
I heard slides are a lot of fun in 20 degrees for kids who can't afford a coat. I mean, what are we doing here? And again, I cannot confirm. Maybe he was here. Maybe he was tucked away in one of them bunker deals.
I got to think that this is such a big moment that you want to let everybody know, yep, I'm the guy. I own the team. As a matter of fact, let me in. If anything, I'll introduce the MC of this program.
Right. And look, for all the pressure that was rightfully put on Sheila to make it right with Calvin, why is there not a single word in this town putting pressure on Tom Gores to make it right with Joe Dumars? The man only got launched out of a cannon and the entire town turned on him. His damn house burnt down. You want to talk about a rough exit from town?
I think for Joe, because Joe has just been quiet. Calvin lets you know, I'm still around. I just don't like this team.
But Joe's silence is deafening when he won't appear here. He won't come back. How many jerseys have to be retired and he hasn't been here?
Fair.
How many reunions? Did a 10? Did a 15, did a 20.
Fair.
Just make it right. It was one of those things, one segment, we're not going to, hey, what's your favorite? No. I just find Tom Gores to be distasteful. It's just the easiest thing in the world, man. Little forgiveness, little gratitude, little class. Those things are free.
But I don't think most people realize it, Mike, because listen, Calvin was still around, and Calvin lets you know.
I'm the weed king of the Midwest.
But he also lets you, hey, you coming to the Seat of the Lions? Nah, not really. Why not? Well, it's personal. See, so you knew.
About that bonus money.
But Joe, well, you just kind of assume, well, he just kind of left. It wasn't that great. But
left? He was unceremoniously dumped.
Okay.
After his house caught on fire. I'm making a point. He brought a championship. He brought six straight Eastern Conference Finals. Lord knows he made mistakes. And yes, it was time.
Just even him as a player.
But you can't take a legend. A man who as a player brought you a title. A man who as an executive brought you a title. Should have been two. You cannot just allow him to age and eventually leave this earth disenfranchised, alienated, disrespected, and so angry he won't show up here. That's your job as the steward of this team. That's just my viewpoint on
it. Is.
I don't think that's asking a lot.
You can send a plane for him. You could. And yes, I'm spending your money, Tom, but you won't miss it whatsoever.
Sorry. That's all. Just a fun note.
And please, I hope that you're wrong about the Ben Wallace thing.
Just what I was told.
A lot of people should probably be fired because how did you?
Mistakes were made.
I mean, I can see if you miss Mike James.
Just what I was told.
You miss Ben Wallace.
Not reporting it as factual. Just that's what I was told. And I have no reason to believe the person who told me is lying.
Yesterday apparently was also promoted as Jalen Durham bobblehead night, not championship night.
Weird. Why did Cade act like a bobblehead with 10 seconds to go? The shot clock's off, son.
Maybe he thought it was 1 second
to
go.
No. You're a third-year player. The shot clock's off. What are you doing launching a three? And then, of course, the Heat come down, and Bam Adebayo, the bank's open. Whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.